Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo.
Is that his younger brother? It's gotta be
Jeff.
The cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Posable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
He sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 72 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast. My name is Jeff. Sitting alongside next to me is my real-life brother, not storyline brother.
Mark.
Say hello.
Really? It literally took less than 45 seconds for the button to make an appearance in this week's show.
For 6 days, I have been waiting for that.
That's the Ed McMahon to your Johnny Carson.
I know. I'm not gonna press the button a bunch of times this show, but it's gonna rear its ugly head a few times.
It's going to make its presence known.
Somebody said we need to market that mark button.
Market that. Good stuff. I see what they did there. All right. Well, let me button up that little part for you. Hello.
Oh yeah, I forgot to say you can't talk yet. You haven't said hello yet.
Carry on.
Everyone, please head on over to whatamaneuver.net. You can see our brand new, fully posable, classically jacked t-shirt that just went up this past Friday. I'm breaking character on this one. I got an email from Scott today, and Scott, I'm calling you out. You were having a bad day at work today.
I was, but don't feel too bad.
And Scott said literally the love that fully posable, classically jacked design was getting was brightening up his day.
Easily. I can easily say that, you know, I was in the middle of a crap ton of help desk tickets and I'm like, dude, this is crazy. And so I just happened to check Twitter because I needed a quick break. And first thing I see is that you've broken the announcement that this is our shirt, showed everybody the design. And then reading the comments and everything that was coming through was just overwhelmingly positive. And immediately, like, all of the crap that was going at work just came to a dead halt, and it just brightened up my day so much. Just thank you guys. The love that you gave us today, I mean, it made my day a million times better, and it coasted me through the rest of it. A bunch more crap was happening at work, and I'm like, you know what? I've got a killer shirt. Screw you. It made my day so much better, so I just wanted to say thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you very much, everyone. That your retweets, your likes, everything that you showed by sharing it, even on Instagram, the responses were great. Just to everyone, thank you very much. So again, you can go pick up that t-shirt, whatamaneuver.net again. Head on over there. And you can also still pick up the Fully Posable Goes Retro t-shirt. And also, you know what? While you're over there, why don't you throw a Rant with Ant t-shirt in your shopping cart? Why not give him a free plug? You know, Ant's a great guy.
Oh, yeah. And his design is killer, too. I loved he put ours and his side by side today. And I thought that was awesome. Just a couple of killer designs. And we got to give a shout out to our designer. He just knocked this one out of the park. We gave him a rough sketch or a rough idea of what we wanted to do. And a total home run. I mean, he just absolutely knocked it out of the park. Just awesome job. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, thank you so much, Damon. His name's Damon Windsor. He's over at Descendant Designs. You can find him on Facebook. You can find him on Twitter. Just worked his ass off. Oh, we're going into the Attitude Era.
Whoa, dude, careful now.
He did, man. Damon worked his butt off on that shirt, man. And it came across just absolutely awesome. The time that he put into it just shows. So again, big shout out to Damon on this show for that design.
And you know, one thing I want to point out is that you talk about at the end of every episode, if you want to support the show, buy the shirt. I can tell you 100% that the sales from the original, the retro shirt, went towards this design. And with all of the positive reviews that this design is getting, the more shirts that are purchased, our next design, we've already, I think it's, Jeff, would you say 99.99% locked in?
It's a given right now.
Okay, so we already have our next design picked out, but the funds that we get from this shirt is going to pay for the design on the next shirt. We're hoping everyone that comes out just gets better and better. And I can guarantee you, if you love this design, you're going to love the next design just as much. So thank you guys for the support. We really hope that you enjoy the shirts. And please send us pictures. If you guys are out repping them, like we know that Brandon and a bunch of other guys have done, send us those pictures. We're going to retweet the hell out of them. And just thank you so much for the support. Just you made a bad day so much better today. Thank you guys.
You're the fully posable Don West.
I am not selling a bust of Scottie Pippen's head, dude. What are you talking about? I'm just thanking people for their support. I'm all, buy the shirt. I need to put my kids through college. Buy the shirt.
You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, and Snapchat at Fully Posable, Instagram Fully Posable WFP. You can go back and listen to any of our past podcasts, FullyPosablePodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. Please rate and review on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Give us a review. Man, those help out a lot. Just being able to push those over to sponsors and just everything like that. Rant said it best a couple episodes ago. You can email us any questions, audio questions, wish lists, or anything else to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. So, Scott, after last week's episode, we have a couple of omissions that we need to throw out there right off the bat.
Yeah, let's knock those out of the way real quick.
Yeah, we'll do this real quick. So, we did forget that Lex Luger was in the Bash at the Beach set.
Yes, we did forget that. He still would not have made my favorites, mostly because of his boot color.
Yep.
That was a pretty bad error on Mattel's part. Still a good looking figure. You know, if you can get past the boots, still a really good figure. But yeah, we left him out. And this is why we can't have nice things. We screw up everything.
We get schooled, man.
Big time. And that's okay. We enjoy that.
Second, so I tried to verify this because I remember back in, I want to say this set came out in 05, 06?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Jeff Hardy and Bret Hart 2-pack we discussed last week. Jack's 2-pack, I should say. It was originally supposed to be Kurt Angle and Bret. And I originally heard that, but there was nothing I could find that backed this up. So I always thought it was just people saying it on forums. You know, oh, I heard it from someone that Angle was supposed to be part of it. I never actually heard from anyone that it was supposed to be Angle. If anybody has anything, I'll be more than happy to send that out on a retweet or whatever. But I heard that too originally, but I've never been able to verify that. So I kind of left that part out.
So as of right now, it's just rumor and speculation. We don't have that 100% locked in.
So I even went back and did some Google searches trying to find if it was originally Angle. And again, it went back to people on the Wrestling Figs forum saying, oh, it was supposed to be Angle. And I'm like, well, okay. Did somebody at Jax say this? Did I miss it? Is there something, a post on a website that I could find? You know, I couldn't find anything.
Right, right.
So, Scott, our fantasy league, our wrestling fantasy league, is getting put together.
Yeah, it's happening. It's really happening. We had the 7 spots filled up. What? They went faster than PWG tickets. They filled up super quick, man. We had 7 spots locked in. Boom, done. League closed.
Yep. So, by the way, if anyone wants to start their own wrestling fantasy league, Scott is more than willing to share out. I also have a copy of the lists and the scoring sheets and the rules. We are more than happy to share those out if you guys want to start your own wrestling league.
Be warned, you will be talking a lot of WWE, and your friends might just go onto Amazon and purchase a button that they can record themselves saying Mark into. So every time you bring up WWE, they're going to hit a little button and it's going to say Mark. Just be warned. It happens.
Uh-oh. Are you talking booking? You know what happens when you talk fantasy booking, right?
I'm not talking anything. That's just a public service announcement. And now you know.
So, Scott, as of last week, I was going to occupy a spot and you were going to occupy a spot in this fantasy league. Well, yes. What I thought is I made the executive decision to have it that you and I would share a team and that would open up one more spot for someone in the Fig Life community.
Yes.
So I got to thinking, you and I need to come up with team names.
Yes, we do.
So do you have a list with you by any chance?
I do.
Okay. How do you want to do it? Do you want to go back and forth to name our team name, or do you want to just you give yours and then I'll give mine?
I've pretty much got 2, maybe 3.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not very creative.
Okay.
Hey, well, the Fantasy League was my idea. Give me a break.
Okay. So why don't you go ahead and give your 2?
Okay. So my original idea was what you would find on the side of the new shirt that we're putting out, the Fig Life Foundation.
Okay.
That was my original idea for our team name.
Uh-huh.
So I would love to hear your counter proposal.
I will give you my first one to your first one. How about Kings of Pod Style?
Okay.
I'll put a check mark next to it and also write down yours. Okay. What was your second one?
So I'm actually, it's kind of along the same lines as my first one. And I'm actually stealing a team name from my current league that I'm in. the Mark Foundation.
Okay, which is, I'm laughing because I have two names on here that involve marks.
Is that one of them?
No.
Okay.
One of them is two marks.
Okay.
The other is a cup of marks.
A cup. Oh, that's good.
Okay, I'll put a check mark next to that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that one's good.
The last one that I had, I came up with was not the Mulkies.
Come on, dude.
What? We're not going to be jobbing out like the Mulkies, dude.
That's true. We are not the Mulkies. I don't think we'll ever be confused with the Mulkies, hopefully. First, what's our league name?
The Magnificent Seven.
It is the Magnificent Seven.
So the names that we have down, what do you think? We should put it to a vote?
The Killer Bays.
Oh, that's right. The Killer Bays. I forgot about that one. So what should we do? Should we put it to a vote? Which one do you like?
How about the Mark and Roll Express?
And we have a winner.
Of course we do.
I vote that one, dude.
Actually, we should call our league the Legion of Marks. All right, Mark, I'm fine with the Mark and Roll Express. Boom, there's our team name, the Mark and Roll Express.
Scott, did you do any toy spotting this week?
I did, but my wife actually did it for me. She was at Walmart, and she put her phone on FaceTime, turned not towards herself, but towards the wrestling figures at Walmart. And I got to say, our Walmart stepped up, man. They fully stocked everything. Forgive me for not remembering which Elite Series has the Kane, Pillman, Rock.
47 and a half.
Oh, that was the half series. Okay, so they had that one. Goldust, Ascension, that was that series. That's how caught up our Walmart is. That's brand new here.
Oh, okay.
Yes, for those people that want to feel bad for me and my action figure selection in Tracy. So she turned the camera around and she showed me the Elites. No excitement there. All of the retros were there, but I already own all those. All of the basics. They did not have the Nia Jax and Shinsuke Nakamura set in yet. They were all older series. They did have Dana Brooke. We passed on that one. So I had her pan over to the battle packs. And she found the Revival.
Oh, so you got the Revival?
There was much rejoicing. I was actually across the street at our warehouse across the street doing work on a computer there when she called me. And so I'm literally like standing. There were a couple guys there and I'm working on a computer and I have Shannon on FaceTime and she's showing me wrestling figures. It was awesome. And I'm like, go to the battle pack. She's on the battle packs. I'm like, yes, the Revival. They're there. Yes. Dude, I was so happy, like rejoicing in front of grown men that my wife found some wrestling figures at Walmart. I did have her pass on the Enzo and Cass. I do want them, but I'm going to get the Elites instead. After you showed me yours, dude, I am such a huge fan of those Elites in the Series 49. I'm going to save it for those instead. But I did get my hands on the Revival finally.
That's awesome. I'm glad you got the Revival.
Yeah, no Macho Man defining moments, unfortunately, but at least I got the Revival. So that's a big check off my list.
Nice, man. I'm glad you got him.
Yep. Thank you.
We did do toy spotting this past week. Sunday, we walked down to Park Street in Alameda and went over to Toy Safari, the vintage toy store.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a Big Boss Man carded Hasbro first series, Fat Big Boss Man.
Yeah.
They had it for $60.
Ouch.
Yeah. The card was damaged and the bubble was yellow.
Was the nightstick still in there?
The nightstick was still in there.
Okay.
Everything's still packaged in there, except the bubble's yellow and the card's damaged. And I just looked at it and I was like, $60. I don't think I can do it.
Yeah, and a yellow plastic bubble.
Yeah, it looked bad, dude.
No, that's nope, that's a pass.
So they had some other figures. They had the Rocky Scorpion King 2-pack.
Oh, yeah, I remember when Jax did that.
So they had that on there.
What did they want for that? Was it carded?
It was carded, and they only wanted $20 for it.
Oh, wow. I think that's what they were charging in the store. Something close to that anyway. It was like $15 or $18.
I looked at it, and I was like, no, I'm good. So we looked around, and that was about it. So we kept walking up and down Park Street, didn't buy anything, walked home, and got home, and we were about to watch a movie. And Celeste goes, do you want to go toy spotting? No, it's about 7 o'clock on Sunday night, and Monday I have off, so I'm like, hells yeah. This is like an extra Saturday for me, you know?
Exactly.
So we hopped in the car and she goes, where do you want to go? And I said, well, Savage Defining Moment is out now.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, okay. She goes, so where do you want to go? And I was like, well, everybody is spotting them at Walmart. She goes, okay, let's go to Walmart. And I said, is it okay if we go out to the Union City Fremont area? She goes, yeah, absolutely. So we go out to Fremont, the Walmart where I originally found the Hasbros. And while I was there, I found Revival. and I snagged up the Revival real quick. They only had one left.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask if you bought two, but there you go. You only had one.
Hopped in the car, drove over to another Walmart in Fremont. They were blank. They didn't have much of anything. And Celeste goes, okay, do you want to just hit Union City and then head home? And I said, well, what about the Walmart that's down further on 880? And she goes, which one? And I was like, I don't know. I forget which city it is. And she goes, Milpitas? And I'm like, oh, yeah, Milpitas. And she goes, you want to go to that Walmart? And I was like, yeah, sure. We walk in, dude. And I guess Sunday night at this Walmart is just absolutely insane. It's so crowded in there.
Are they a 24-hour one?
I don't know, man. I haven't been to that one in forever. I want to say when they first opened back in like the 90s, I went there, but I haven't been there since. So I walk in there and I'm like, holy crap, this is just insane, just how crowded this place is. So we're battling through people to get to the toy section. We get to the toy section, and one thing we always do is we look for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Because when you see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys, you know that the wrestling figures are right by.
Right, and since you haven't been to this Walmart in a really long time, you didn't know where the wrestling figures were. Gotcha, that's your indicator. I gotcha, okay.
So we walked down one of the aisles. We thought we saw Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but they were like Duplos or Legos or whatever, Mega Blocks or okay. Whatever they are.
Okay.
So we start walking and Celeste goes, oh, I found the wrestling figures. And she's looking up and I walk around the corner and I look down and boom, two macho defining moments back to back right there.
Oh my gosh.
Much rejoicing. I snag them super quick because there was a bunch of kids around too because it was the toy section.
They don't know Macho Man. Step aside, kids.
I snag them both and I'm holding them. And now Celeste goes, I don't like the way you're holding them because I'm like balancing them on my forearm and trying to Snapchat a picture. And she goes, why don't I hold them and then you take the picture? I was like, perfect. So she's holding them and then she hands them immediately back to me because she doesn't want to drop them because she's done that before. And so I'm walking up and I'm looking at it. I'm falling more in love with this figure because the robe is just awesome. I love the robe on this thing.
You're happy with what they've produced because like we've been talking about a Macho Man robe since like episode 3. So was it worth the wait? Did they nail it? It's what you were waiting for?
Yes. It's right there. The face, I think they've done better macho faces in my opinion.
Okay.
But the face is kind of minuscule to the overall production of it.
Okay.
It's just classic. It has that nostalgia feeling. And holding it, you're like, yeah, this is BA, dude. This is badass.
Nice. That's awesome, dude. Right on. You found it. Are you going to open one?
I was thinking that we need to do an unboxing video.
Oh, I like it.
Yes, we need to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in. That's awesome.
We need to get up on that. And plus, you know what's funny, dude, is I shouldn't say I took over the Instagram, but I've been kind of monitoring the Instagram a little bit more lately. Uh-huh. And a lot of people have been liking our YouTube videos.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that there was this big of a demand for our YouTube videos. There's no high production in this. Just, you know, us filming.
Yeah, we don't even have an intro. It's just kind of literally like, you want to see an unboxing? Boom, here it is. Thanks for watching. Like, that's pretty much it. But the problem is we were really FTC heavy. If you go back and look at our videos, we haven't done much unboxing on Mattel at all. Everything was FTC, so I think you'll see more content on our YouTube channel when the new FTC figures start coming out, and obviously proceeds from the shirt are going to purchase figures for the videos, so everything it all kind of ties together. So yeah, I am down absolutely with doing an unboxing on that Macho Man.
I also today, before we started recording, received the Finn Balor RSC exclusive.
Oh, beautiful.
Which I used the fully posable code.
Nice. Way to pay yourself back.
If it was a regular Elite, I wouldn't have bought it. But the fact that it is an RSC exclusive, the packaging is what makes it for me. I'm not a big fan of the molded jacket.
Yeah.
I'm having a tough time getting into the Polly Pocket style of clothing. I don't know why, dude.
Yeah, it bothers me too. I'm right there with you. And we've talked about it a ton. But yeah, it's hard to get used to when you have FTC figures rolling in that's everything like cloth, nothing molded. And then You're spending the same amount on like a Mattel almost, and you're getting molded clothing. Ugh, kind of drives me crazy.
I mean, it looks cool, but I don't know. It's just I don't like the Polly Pocket type clothing. It just drives me nuts a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
That's one of the reasons that I love the Macho figures. It's cloth robe. You know, it looks great.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way they could have pulled that off with molded type clothing.
Yeah, absolutely. You're finally getting that cloth robe that you've been pining for. Thank goodness they didn't try to do some molded thing on Macho Man. That would have looked horrible.
So that was my toy spot and pretty successful.
Yeah, really successful. Congrats.
Scott, we've got some news, man. What do you say we hit that up?
Let's talk about it.
You didn't know?
Scott, in the news this week, Elite 52 was announced. That lineup consisted of Xavier Woods, Braun Strowman, another Braun, Ken Shamrock, Kofi Kingston, D'Lo Brown, and another Seth Rollins. I was kind of surprised that they ended up putting Seth in this.
Yeah, like what outfit can you do at this point?
I don't know. With the TNF exclusive coming out, I don't know, man. Maybe a t-shirt that says Kingslayer or something.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, I know I've heard people say his WrestleMania outfit. The problem is I think it's too close to WrestleMania to actually have a figure like that out.
They might be able to sneak it out.
That quick on production, though?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I'm confused.
I mean, at this point, we're like barely 2 months away from watching WrestleMania. Like, I just can't see him producing something that quick. That outfit that he was, or the gold outfit he was wearing at WrestleMania, I just can't see him producing something that quick. So I think probably you're right. Like, it's going to be a t-shirt of some type and just another Seth.
Yep.
I can say the hot one out of this one is going to be Braun, especially if he's got the shaved head with the hair pulled back and the camo pants. That one's going to be extremely hard to find. That's going to be one, as soon as you see it, grab it.
I hope they package him with an ambulance.
That might be difficult to do unless it's a Hot Wheel. But I think that would make a great box set.
A tipping ambulance.
Yeah, I think that'd be sweet. A box set with an ambulance. They've never made an ambulance before, I don't think. Oh, except in the little Slam City, I think they did.
Oh, yeah. They probably did there. A tipping ambulance, like there's a lever on Braun's back and you just push the lever back and forth and he just tips the ambulance all day long?
No, see, now you're getting into a gimmick figure and we don't like those, dude.
But you know that would sell.
It would, not to me. It could be the best looking Braun figure and have a little gimmick on the back and I'd be like, nope.
Ken Shamrock, I hope he comes with that robe.
That's a strong possibility. Definitely an icy belt, though.
And D'Lo Brown, and I hope he comes with the chest protector. He has to come with that chest protector.
No doubt, dude. No doubt. And you know, it's funny. You go back and you watch like old D'Lo matches. It's crazy how decorated that guy was. Intercontinental and European champion. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't that at the same time?
Yeah.
That's insane, because I was actually talking to a friend the other night about this. Not many faces have held two titles simultaneously.
Wait, did he hold the IC and the European at the same time?
I mean, without having Wikipedia in front of me, I don't know 100%, but I seem to remember him holding two belts at the same time. If it wasn't at the same time, like he lost one and the very next night won another one.
See, that's the thing about the Attitude Era.
Yes.
Belts switched so often. Like Scott and I could recite each heavyweight champion, tag champion, intercontinental champion, and then we kind of lose it, what, about 98?
Yeah, that's where the titles started to lose their polish a little bit, because prior to that, you were getting one, maybe two champions per year per title. So it was real easy for you and I to sit down and start reciting them. Okay, this guy won, and then this guy won it from this guy, and then so on down the line. But yeah, around 97, 98, they really started to trade those titles pretty quickly. And it was harder to maintain who was champion and who won the belt from whom. Like, I would be amazed if anybody could sit down and go from, like, say, 86 to 2002. You know, even just naming, say, Intercontinental Champions. That would be such a feat. I would be amazed. But I want to say D'Lo, hell, if he didn't hold him at the same time, like I said, they were a back-to-back thing where like he dropped the European title and won the Intercontinental title like the very next night or vice versa. It was something like that. But yeah, he was a really decorated guy for them. Awesome wrestler too. So yeah, I'm excited to see what they do with that Elite figure.
And on top of that, Roman Reigns stole his gimmick with the chest protector.
Yes, he did. D'Lo did it first.
Basic 75. In that basic series, it'll be Lana, Jericho, Orton, Braun, Brock Lesnar, and Finn Balor.
Here come the Braun figures.
Another thing that was announced, the Jericho with the list that we mentioned last week is going to be a GameStop and a Ringside exclusive. So they'll be available at both.
Dude, a Jericho with a list? Come on. Who doesn't want that figure?
Oh, I know, right?
As long as it doesn't have James Hetfield face on it, I'm definitely buying that. Maybe two, because Peyton's going to want one too.
I would just want the list. That's all I would want.
Oh, you got to have... Dude, what if Jericho's wearing a scarf? Come on. How are you going to turn down a scarf? Yeah, you got to get the Jericho figure with it.
Scott, FTC news, what you got?
Yes, FTC this week revealed Jerry Lynn as their latest figure to the Legends line. Overall, I think they did a really good job. I like the face scan a lot. I like the outfit that they put him in. That's definitely a home run figure right there. I really, really like that Jerry Lynn.
Now, this will be Jerry's second figure?
Yeah, I believe the only other one he had created was the ECW line one from old San Francisco Toymakers.
Because I don't think there was any Jax, were there?
No, there was no Jax Jerry Lynn.
Yeah, so this will be Jerry's second figure. I'm happy for him, man. And it's an updated figure. I'm glad. I mean, he was always a great wrestler. I never got disappointed when a Jerry Lynn match came on.
No, and I mean, the best part was is he had these great matches with RVD in the late 90s. In the late 2000s, he was able to reinvent himself in ROH, and he won their heavyweight championship. So, I mean, the guy is timeless. He just retired not too long ago. Just a great worker in the ring, and FTC totally did him justice with a killer looking figure.
So I can't wait for that one to come out. Scott, we have Jax Classic 3-packs.
Yes, we do.
What do you say we hit that up?
Let's do it.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
Scott, we are doing Jax Classic Superstars 3-pack.
There were a few of those.
So we'll go with Series 1. Series 1, now, before I announce the names, I never knew that this came out until late. This series was the WrestleMania 5, Jake the Snake Roberts, Andre the Giant, and Big John Studd. I didn't even know that these figures existed until the second series. And when I tried to go back and find the first series, people were charging already up the wazoo for the Series 1. It was going for like $175-$200 on eBay at the time.
That's just insane. That's just insane. But here's the problem too, is that you look at it, is that something that you can wait on and hope that the price goes down over time? Or do you need to jump on it right there because the price is only going to skyrocket even more in the future? Like, it's a total gamble. You don't know at the time. So some people did pay that.
These were Walmart exclusives.
I will say I never saw that Jake, Andre, and Big John Studd 3-pack in the stores. I did not know it existed until after it had already come out, sold out, and was long gone.
So it wasn't until you and I were working together and I saw on eBay, I was like, what is that 3-pack?
Yeah.
You and I were on eBay and we're like, what the hell is that? And then we kind of did a little research on it.
Yep.
So Series 2 consisted, this one was called the Championship 3-pack. This was Bret Hart, The Rock, and Shawn Michaels. I love this 3-pack. I have 2 of the 3 autographed. I have it hanging up on my wall by Bret and Shawn. Come on, Dwayne.
Yeah.
Got to autograph Dwayne. This, man.
What are you, too good for a signing, Dwayne?
All I need is one autograph, and I got this complete, Dwayne.
Yeah. Can you just hook a jabroni up? Come on. Do a signing.
Filming Baywatch. Come on, dude.
Oh, you too busy hanging out with Zac Efron, Dwayne?
So anyways, this one I did find out and about.
A beautiful 3-pack. I just have to say, out of all of them, it's up there for me as one of my favorites. I absolutely love that 3-pack. I love the titles that it comes with, the choice of the 3 guys, the outfits they put them in. Just outstanding job by Jax on that.
And one thing that I love is on the side of the package, it has Rocker Shawn Michaels, a picture of Rocker Shawn Michaels, because they got a picture of Bret, Rock, and Shawn. And down below, they have Rocker Shawn Michaels, but the figure in the package is the 94 era.
Yeah, the white with the red hearts.
Yep, that's it. Then the next series to come out, one that I could never find at the time, was 3 Faces of Undertaker. It was Undertaker in a trench coat, Undertaker with purple gloves and a gray face mask, and Biker Taker. Now they started throwing in 2 3-packs, 2 per series.
Yep.
The next set was Jim the Anvil Neidhart, Tito Santana, and Marty Jannetty. I found the Jim Neidhart, Tito Santana, and Marty Jannetty everywhere. Never found the 3 Faces of Taker.
What's a good name for that 3-pack? Like, is that the discarded tag team partner 3-pack? Or they could just call it You're the Marty 3-pack?
Yes, basically.
That's so confusing.
The 3 guys that went on to do nothing.
Yeah. Now, if you had put out like a Tito or a Rick Martel, Bret Hart, and who was the last guy in it? Marty, if you, and a Shawn Michaels, like that might have done pretty well.
Right.
That would have been way harder to find.
I do have to say I liked Marty in this the outfit that he wore in this package.
Yes, it's more from his singles run.
And you know what? The more I thought about it, can you name one bad Jim the Anvil Neidhart figure?
No.
I don't think a bad Jim the Anvil Neidhart figure has ever been produced. I was thinking about that, I think it was last week. I forget what we were talking about, but all of a sudden I started thinking, wait, I've never seen a bad Jim the Anvil Neidhart figure.
Unless Toy Biz tried to make one, or OSFTM and those little plastic jobby guys.
I don't think they ever made a Jim.
I don't think that they did either. No, now that you mention it, dude, all the Jims, even his high energy Hasbro, was really well done.
Correct.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. There aren't many bad Jim figures.
There are none. And if you guys want to fact check us on this one, please do. Man.
Yeah,
send
please.
It on over.
Show us a bad Neidhart figure. I'd love to see one.
Series 4 consisted of King Kong Bundy, Iron Sheik, and Nikolai Volkoff, which I found everywhere.
Yeah, another one of those you're kind of scratching your head like, what was the logic on this one?
Okay, I get Sheik and Volkoff, but Bundy?
Like, darn it, guys, we produced too many for the single line. Let's just throw them into a three-pack.
Then the second set in this series, this was series 4, Hart Foundation, Brett, Jim, and Neidhart. Love, love, love that three pack. I absolutely adore that three pack. Brett and Jim were in all pink. Jimmy was in his white with red. It was a great three pack.
And if I'm not mistaken, you have the one hanging up on your wall hand signed by all three of them, correct?
Correct. Do you remember how I was chasing Jimmy Hart throughout Wrestle Reunion?
You and I both. That guy would not settle down. I, like you, also have that three pack signed by all three hanging up on my wall. And thank goodness you were able to finally wrangle him down. And do you remember where we wrangled him down at?
Wasn't it over by Sheik's?
He was sitting right next to Jim. Right next to Jim Neidhart. So it worked out perfect. So Jim signed his figure. And it was like, boom, Jimmy, you're sitting right here. Please just sign this so we don't have to keep chasing you all weekend. Just settle down, Jimmy.
And then Series 5, I got super stoked for. And I bought, I want to say I bought three of these. And little did I know that I would be able to find them all the time, but that's the Fabulous Freebirds.
Yes.
Michael Hayes, Terry Gordy, and Jack Roberts. I scooped up two right off the bat.
Yes.
When I immediately found them at Oakland Walmart, when that Walmart was open.
Yep.
I scooped two up quick. I went back, I would say 2 days later, and they had one left, and I grabbed it. I was like, man, this is going to be worth money, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Not so much.
Then about a year later, I'm still finding it on the pegs. I'm like, oh boy.
Darn it. I could have bought it cheaper now than I did back then.
The second set in this two pack was the Mega Maniacs, Hulk Hogan, Jimmy Hart, and Brutus Beefcake. That was a pretty good three pack. I liked it.
Yes. And let me just say that had the Fabulous Freebirds been series one, which was the Andre, Jake, and Big John Studd, if you had seen the Fabulous Freebirds for $175 and you were no longer able to get them, I honestly think you would have picked them up for $175.
I think I would have at that time.
Agree. I would have too, 100%. Thank goodness that these were in such high supply, not high demand. So they were really easy to find. So a couple of Fabulous Freebirds marks like us, we could just walk into Walmart and snake them and boom, we had them in our collection. I still got mine sitting in the garage, dude. It's a beautiful three pack.
I'll continue down the list. I'll just kind of run through these. Series 6 was Captain Lou Albano and the Wild Samoans. You actually picked that up for me.
Yeah, and I have a set myself sitting in the garage.
The other set in that series was Rowdy Piper, Cowboy Bob Orton, and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. That was a pretty good three-pack.
Another decent three-pack. You know, I wish I actually had that one when we went to that wrestler reunion where all three guys were at. I would have loved to have that three-pack signed by all three of them. Instead, I got the solo Orndorff and then the Mattel Legends Orton and Piper two-pack signed. But I would have loved to have that three-pack.
Series 7 consisted of the first set being Terry Funk, Cactus Jack, and Sabu. I never found that.
I didn't either. I would have bought that one. I never found it.
Yep, I would have too. The second set in that series was Undertaker, Kane, and Paul Bearer. I did see this one. I didn't like the figures in this set. They just didn't grab me, man. I just didn't like it. The figures were off.
Yeah, I passed on that one as well.
Series 8. Now this one, this set was the Animal set. It was Jake the Snake Roberts. And he came with Snake. British Bulldog came with Matilda. And Coco Beware, who came with Frankie.
What do all those animals have in common, Jeff? I don't know where to go with that one, dude. I'm sorry. I have nothing to add to that three pack. It's like, okay, so they all had an animal and you put them in a pack together. Okay, at least that makes more sense than Bundy and Sheik and Volkoff.
The second set in that series was, and this one was actually really cool, and I picked this one up, was Ric Flair, Mr. Perfect, and Bobby the Brain Heenan.
That one was awesome.
Series 9, going through these series, I look back and I've got a lot of them hanging up on my wall. I'm like, man, Jax really nailed it. I would say on about 65 to 70% of these.
Yes, I agree.
Series 9, the first set was Demolition, Axe, Smash, and Crush. They had different face paint on than what you normally see out of Demolition figures.
Yes.
It was different. It was great. Loved it, loved it.
I never found it.
You never did,
I never found it, dude. That was one I would have bought, too, and I was never able to find it on the shelves.
That one I snagged at Walmart San Leandro. Because the funny thing is at the time, there were two Walmarts within about a four-mile radius out here. It was Oakland Walmart and San Leandro Walmart. And once the Oakland Walmart opened up, everybody started going to the Oakland Walmart, and the San Leandro Walmart started losing a ton of business. So I was able to find quite a few figures over at San Leandro Walmart. Well, now that the Oakland Walmart has closed, guess what's happened?
Yeah.
Series 9, second set also was the Brainbusters, Arn Tully and Bobby Heenan. Never found it.
I don't recall seeing that one either. I was able to find the Brainbusters 2-pack, but not that 3-pack.
Series 10, You're gonna cringe at this one, Scott. Series 10, the first set was LOD 2000.
Ugh.
Hawk, Animal, and Sunny.
I actually did see that one and immediately passed. Was like, nope, nothing. I want nothing to do with LOD 2000. I walked away from it. Even with a Sunny figure in there, and they were pretty scarce. Even with the Sunny figure, I was like, no thanks. Just pass.
The second set was the Nasty Boys, Jerry Sags, Brian Knobs, and Jimmy Hart.
That one was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. I really liked that 3-pack. Wish I would have picked it up, but I ended up passing on it.
Yeah, I passed too because I already had the Nasty single and I had Jimmy Hart in the Hart Foundation 3-pack. So that was an easy pass for me. The Greg Valentine, Honky Tonk Man, and Jimmy Hart is in the same series as The Rock, Rocky Johnson, and High Chief Peter Maivia, but the one we're unclear on is the Big Show, John Cena, and Edge 3-pack. We don't know if that was a KB exclusive. Edge was packaged in his jacket. It came with a world heavyweight title. Cena was in his black HLR shirt. And we don't know where that one was exclusive to. I never really saw that one on the shelves. I don't know if you did. If I did see it, I don't remember where I saw it. I would have absolutely passed on it. It was from the WrestleMania 25 triple threat match. But I don't know where that one was exclusive to.
Never saw it. I think the Edge is great in that series, but I mean, he was the only one I would really have wanted out of that 3-pack.
Yeah, I want to say maybe I saw it once or twice, but I think I'm getting it confused with one of those Deluxe Aggression 3-packs that came out. And I don't think I actually saw that Classic Superstars 3-pack, but if our listeners can help us out on that one, or if our list is incomplete, if we've missed something, please let us know. We'd love to hear about it. We love getting schooled. We'll throw it into the omission at the beginning of the show. We'll put your name on it. So please help us out if you can, because we want the info.
So Scott, we're on the spot. We got to make a decision. Is it OSFTM next week? Is it Toy Biz? Back to Toy Biz? Is it ECW line? What should we do?
I say we keep it a secret for a week. We've done enough reveals this week.
Is that because we don't know and we can't make a decision right now?
Yes.
We don't like lying to the listeners.
No, we really have no idea where we're going next to it, but or next with it. But yeah. You know, look, we had the shirt image come out today. The people know that our fantasy league name is the Mark and Roll Express. I think that's enough revealing this week. We have to leave some surprises, so We'll just shock the world next week with our nostalgia segment.
Scott, we got your secret question this week. Let's jump into it. Scott, your secret question this week, it's going to make you think, man.
Oh, dude, come on.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. So what I want you to do is I want you to take your favorite figure from LJN, your favorite figure from Hasbro, your favorite figure from OSFTM, Jax, Toy Biz, Mattel, FTC, and Galoob. And I want you to make a 4-on-4 Survivor Series match.
Oh, dude, I need like pen and paper for this. And a thinking cap.
Oh, man, that's our next marketing idea.
A fully posable thinking cap.
A fully posable thinking cap, yes.
It'll be shaped like the genius's hat. Wait, do you have pen and paper?
Yeah, I can write it. You want me to write it down for you?
Yes, please, since you're the one asking me the difficult questions. Apparently, you want to go Broadway on the secret question this week.
Okay, let's start with LJN.
LJN favorite? I'm going to say Piper.
Hasbro.
Macho Man.
OSFTM.
We're talking the rubber guys?
Yep.
Ugh.
Because the plastic and the vibrating guys were just awful.
Those are burned. Those are not noteworthy. Favorite OSF tip. You know what? Let's go Bobby Eaton.
Ooh, good call.
That was an excellent two-pack. To this day, I wish I would have purchased that one.
Good call on that one. Let's go Jax.
Favorite Jax figure. Does that encompass classic superstars?
It encompasses everything.
All Jax.
All Jax. 14 years.
I have to say it's a tie between the Hogan Classic Superstar Series 8, NWO, and Hulkamania. So that's like one person, I guess, but two different outfits.
Okay.
So I guess it's Hogan Classic Superstar Series 8.
Okay. Toy Biz.
I'm going to go with that. And I hate to say I don't remember which series it's from because I'm not a Toy Biz expert by any stretch, but it was the Sting, not the first series because that one was just okay. It was the another Sting that came out that had a black jacket on.
Oh,
a black rubber jacket. It was a molded jacket, and that Sting was killer.
I remember that one. Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Okay, so that would be my favorite Toy Biz figure, would be that Sting.
Over Vampiro, huh?
Yes, that Sting for sure.
Oh, okay. Favorite Mattel is Hogan Defining Moment?
Hogan Defining Moment, yes.
FTC.
Hmm.
Up to now.
Released up to now, correct?
Correct.
Actually, on the market for sale. Let's go Blue. See, that Blue Meanie is really, really good. But the Jay Lethal is excellent, too. If Bobby Fish was out or Delirious, I would be tempted to say either of them. You know what? I'm going to say Blue Meanie.
You're going Blue Meanie?
Yeah, I think that's my favorite that's been released so far.
Okay, and
Galoob.
Galoob.
Galoob. Galoob, Galoob. First Sting.
Okay, now you need to take these and put them into a Survivor Series match. 4-on-4.
Is it against the rules of the universe to have two Hogans on one team?
No.
It's not?
No, because Hogan can do it somehow.
But how is it fair that you would have two Hogans on one team because you just punch the crap out of either of them and all they're going to do is Hulk up and point in your face? That doesn't seem fair to me.
I think he had two or three other moves other than that.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do because this ensures a match that they're going to fight forever. Let's split the Hogans.
Okay.
We're going to put the Hogan Defining Moment on one side and the Hogan Classic Superstar Series 8 on the other. And we'll let the power of the universe and the power of Hulkamania decide which of those two teams is going to win. Because that's what's going to come down to. It's going to come down to Hogan, brother.
Are they the team captains?
I would say yes. So since we're doing that, let's narrow down that Classic Superstars Hogan to the NWO Hogan.
Okay.
So on one side, you got the power of Hulkamania. On the other side, you got the big bad NWO. And it's going to come down to Hogan versus Hogan. So let's split the Hogans.
Okay. Hogans are split.
Okay. So with the power of Hulkamania, we're going to go with Galoob Sting.
So he is with Hogan Defining Moment?
Correct.
There's two Stings on here, too.
Oh, well, then we got to split the Stings. You have to.
Okay.
So since that Crow Sting was a little bit darker, we'll put him with NWO Hogan. Painted Up Sting was okay. Part of the NWO at one point anyway, so it's okay.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay. So far, this makes sense.
No, not even close, but let's keep going.
So we have Roddy Piper, and we have Macho Man.
Uh-huh. And Blue Meanie.
Wait, we need an eighth, right?
That is the eighth, is Blue Meanie.
Well, wait, I've got Hogan and Sting on one side and Hogan and Sting on the other. And I've got Macho, Piper, and Blue Meanie left.
Oh, and Bobby Eaton. I apologize.
Oh, Bobby Eaton. Okay. So on the Hulkamania side with Galoob Sting, let's throw Macho Man Hasbro.
Okay.
And Roddy Piper.
Oh, wow.
And Blue Meanie and Bobby Eaton go on the other side. No, that's too unbalanced. That's too unbalanced. That becomes a job fest. And you know which side's going to win. Throw Piper on Team NWO Hogan.
Okay.
Blue Meanie's going to go on Hulkamania side. And Bobby Eaton's going to go over to the NWO Hogan side.
There is Scott's Survivor Series matchup for 2017. Even though we're coming up on SummerSlam, but...
That's okay. So, who wins? My thing is, since the Survivor Series, it's process of elimination. You're going to weed down at some point to the two Hogans. And they're going to fight forever, because it's the power of Hulkamania.
Yeah, it never dies.
It never dies. But that's Hulkamania on both sides of the ring. Like, they'll fight forever.
So, basically, it comes down to which Hogan was more powerful.
Oh, dude, there's no doubt it was the Red and Yellow. Red and Yellow came back even after NWO Hogan was no more. That's how powerful the Red and Yellow Hogan was.
Yep.
So I guess in that regard, Defining Moment Hogan wins again. Well, I guess I shouldn't say again because Macho Man Defining Moment beat him in the round of 64.
He did. He jobbed out to him.
It still burns my ass.
So there is Scott's very first Survivor Series.
How weird.
I was just thinking, I was like, Man, if we take all the top toy lines for wrestling figures of up to now, how would we work that into a Survivor Series match? And so I thought I'd ask you how to do it.
Well, you know, instead of OSFTM, you could have gone Remco.
Honestly, yes. I could have. I forgot all about Remco, to be honest with you.
Well, okay, so let's sub out Bobby Eaton and let's put in my favorite Remco.
Which was your favorite Remco?
I have no idea. I don't know what my...
It's got to be one of the Midnight Rockers.
Well, see, that was my first thought, is that it would be one of the Rockers. But then I have to think, like, which one was truest to what they actually looked like.
Ric Flair?
Flair was pretty good. Flair was pretty good. Rick Martel was pretty good. But you know what? I think I'm going to go Big Scott Hall.
Ooh.
The Stan Hansen was excellent, too. And so was the Carlos Colon. But yeah, I'm saying Big Scott Hall. Favorite Remco.
Oh, that's actually a good call, man.
So we're going to put Big Scott Hall on Team NWO.
Which is fitting.
Yes, of course. You have to. I couldn't put him on the other side. Well, I guess I could, because he was a good guy for the first part of his career.
Yeah.
Nah, he has to go on Team NWO.
Yep, he has to. It makes sense. Now, with Bobby Eaton off the team and Scott Hall still there, does Hogan defining moment still win?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Why? Because this is my secret question. And that's my favorite figure. But it would be a good match.
It really would, dude. It would be an interesting Survivor Series matchup.
Yeah, I think the fans would be least excited about Blue Meanie being in that matchup, but hey.
Which one of these doesn't belong?
Yeah, exactly.
God, we are going to go into our next segment, Keep, Sell, and Destroy.
Oh, I hate this one.
Well, you're going to hate it even more this week.
Dude, you're double whammying me this week with the secret question and now this.
You've had a rough day, too. I can't wait to lay this on.
Yeah, I'm going to need Jaeger when this show's over.
I'm going to lay it in stiff, brother.
I'm going to send it, brother.
Send you a potato. So let's hit up Keep, Sell, and Destroy.
All right.
Scott, we got another listener audio question this week.
These are quickly becoming my favorite.
Oh, isn't it great, man?
Yes.
Yes, please, everyone, send in your audio questions. I'm loving these. These are absolutely terrific. And
I don't even want emails anymore. I just want listener questions.
It's only audio questions from here on out, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, that's it. And plus, you know, being able to hear from some of our loyal listeners, we would be able to then at least put a voice with the face. You know what I mean? It's just there's something about, like, you kind of picture how somebody might sound. But then, like, if we heard the voice, like, we could totally put the voice in the face together. I don't know. It's just a weird thing. But getting these audio questions, it's a whole new level of interaction. I love it.
So, Scott, this question comes from Casey.
Hey, guys. This is Casey. Love, absolutely love your show. Keep it up. Please don't ever stop. And I also love, love, loved your YouTube unboxing videos, the ROH ring, the Dusty ring, the ROH figures, the AJ Styles figure. All those videos were wonderful. Loved, loved them. And I know you guys are crazy, crazy busy, but I would love to see more of those. I think they're awesome. I think you guys are awesome. And it would be awesome to see those again. My question for you guys, I had an idea and I just wanted to run this idea by you. And if Mattel is listening, they really need to use this idea because I think it would sell a lot of figures. My idea would be an Elite series based around the Monday Night Wars. Now, I know we get a lot about the Monday Night Wars. It's all over the network. People love to talk about it, but it was such a popular time in wrestling. I could not imagine this series not selling. So the idea behind this, and I would call it like Monday Night Moments or something along that idea. They would all be Elite series based around some of the biggest moments that we witnessed as fans during the Monday Night War. And the first thing that came to mind for me would have been the great, great main event that we saw in, I think it was July of 98, between Hogan and Goldberg. It's the night that Goldberg won the world title. So if you were to base a figure set around that night, to me, what you would have is it would be a two-pack Elite with Hogan, and I know he's not under contract with them, but we'll just pretend that he is. You would have a two-pack Elite with Hogan and Goldberg, both in the attires that they were wearing that night, along with you would have the big gold belt that spray painted NWO, and you would also have the United States title that Goldberg had with him that night in the pack with you. I think it would sell like crazy. So my question to you guys is, do you think that's actually a good idea, or do you think it's stupid? And also, if you guys do think it's a decent idea and they were to ever actually do this and pull it off, what are some Monday Night Moments figures that you guys would like to see? Thank you guys. Once again, love the show. Keep it up. And good luck toy hunting.
So, Scott, what you got for Casey?
Man, that is such a good... And, you know, hearing his question, it's so good. And you start immediately thinking of the great feuds that came from the Monday Night Wars. I don't know that Mattel's ever considered that idea. And I think he's absolutely right. I think that is a moneymaker for them, because so many of the collectors now are such huge fans of that Attitude Era / Monday Night War era that that's just printing your own money at that point if you start producing Elite 2 packs to these guys. He mentioned specifically Goldberg and Hogan. Of course. And of course you would package Goldberg with the U.S. title and Hogan with the world title. I mean, that's the way to do it. That's, of course, assuming, like he mentioned, that Hogan comes back under the WWE umbrella, back into the family, and they can start producing Hogan figures again. I love that idea. My immediate thought, much like his was Goldberg and Hogan, my immediate thought was Sting and Hogan.
Right.
Because that, to me, is the most memorable Nitro feud. And again, I'm open about it. I was not a huge WCW fan, but I loved Sting, and I followed what Sting did. And his feud with Hogan, I mean, that stretched on for so long. They did such a masterful job of stretching it out and then crapped the bed in the match. But leading up to that, that was the most memorable Nitro feud to me. And I think an Elite Sting and an Elite Hogan from that Starrcade 97 or from any of the Nitros before that would just be awesome. Another one that immediately jumped into my head, and you're immediately going to say, what, another Mankind figure? Well, yeah, Mankind and The Rock. Mankind's first title win. You know, and I know everybody's like, oh, another Mankind, especially you. but you package that Mankind with The Rock, with the World Heavyweight title, because that was kind of the turning point in the Monday Night Wars, is when WCW was like, oh, you know, they revealed the result of the match. Like, oh, Mick Foley's going to win the heavyweight title. That's going to put a lot of butts in the seats. Well, guess what? People changed the channel because you told them Mick Foley was going to win and they wanted to see that. That was a huge turning point for WWE at that point. So I think that would be another awesome one, just given its significance in the Monday Night Wars.
One you also have to throw out there is Austin McMahon, but the thing is that there are so many Austin McMahon 2-packs that it would probably just sit on shelves.
Maybe not. Maybe not if done as... I mean, yeah, there's one sitting on the shelves right now as we speak. There's already a McMahon and Austin 2-pack sitting out there, but does it have Monday Night War packaging? Is it elite scale? No to both.
That's a good point. Another one, you could do something with the Hardys. You could do Hardys with Dudleys or something like that, but then that would turn into like a 4-pack.
Yeah, so you're talking like 4-packs at that point. That's crazy.
What's another feud we could throw out there that was pretty strong in the Attitude Era?
I would rotate more towards WCW and do like a Chris Jericho and Rey Mysterio, or a Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero.
Oh, that would be a good one too.
All of the classics that they had during the Monday Nitro era, those were amazing matches. They always showcased the cruiserweights.
You could do Jericho Malenko.
That would be another good one. Yeah, absolutely.
And he comes with a list of 1,004.
Yeah. Oh, see. Yeah, the list before the list.
And then you know what we could do is we could put magnets at the end of their hands.
Yes.
And they could flip.
Yes, and they could flip around. That's a great idea. Why haven't they made something like that yet?
they could make Jericho and Ralphus. Oh, Buff Bagwell and his mom.
Dude.
Why is there crickets over there? What's going on?
We have a listener call in with or send us an amazing question and an amazing concept. And you're throwing out Ralphus and Judy Bagwell?
Scott, have we ever had a Ralphus and Judy Bagwell figure? No.
That's true. We don't know for sure that those two figures specifically would fail.
Yes. You know what you could do is you could even do like a Bischoff and Hogan NWO 2-pack. I know it's not a feud, but I mean, you can still package two people that were part of the NWO.
Or how about this? And I don't even know if it would move. A Bischoff and McMahon.
Ooh.
The two heads of the companies, dude. That would be awesome.
And Bischoff even challenged McMahon to a fight.
Yes, he did. You could do Bischoff and McMahon. Never been done.
You could do Warrior Hogan from their awful, awful, was it Halloween Havoc match?
No, you couldn't. No. No, you couldn't.
Oh, you can't?
Don't ever speak of that again, please. WrestleMania 6 is fine. Halloween Havoc 98 is not fine.
It never happened. There was no flash paper or anything that ignited in Hogan's hand.
I know not of what you speak of.
No, that was an excellent question. And that's a hell of an idea, because if you go back onto the WWE network, what is some of the most popular stuff? It's the Attitude Era. It's the Monday Night Wars.
Yes.
You have the Table for Three. That's popular. The ride-alongs are popular. Yep. Obviously, the pay-per-views. Then it's the Monday Night Wars. Those are the ones that get a lot of attention on the network.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And of course, you would want to say a Nash and Hall two-pack. But again, you know, you're starting to really dry up the well with all of the Hall and Nash two-packs. But if you did something like in their street clothes, like when Hall showed up and he was in his jeans and that vest, and then Nash showed up in his hat and his t-shirt and jeans, you could do something like that. It's almost like a first appearances kind of thing. And that really kicked off the Monday Night Wars. I guess you could do something like that. But see, these are the kind of questions I like. We've been talking for like 10 minutes now on a listener question, and he has such a good idea. Like he said, if Mattel's listening, start printing your own money, because a Monday Night Wars set of Elite 2-packs, I think, would just jump off the shelves.
Yeah, it absolutely would.
And I also want to say thank you for the feedback on the YouTube videos. We're really happy that you enjoyed them, and we talked about it earlier in the show. There's not much production value that goes into those. It's just kind of, okay, hit the record button and I'm going to just start talking. It's just one of those kind of things. So I'm glad you liked them. And as we mentioned, as more figures from FTC start coming out, we'll definitely do more unboxing videos for those. And the Macho Man defining moments, stay tuned for a video on that as well. And again, you know, proceeds from the shirts go into more figures that lead to more unboxing videos. So thank you for supporting the show. And thank you so much for that question, man. That really got us going.
And also that the money that goes into the shirts also lead to other products too.
Oh, are you throwing a little teaser out there, Jeff?
Yes, I am, actually.
Okay. hopefully they don't pin you down on that one.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay.
All right, Scott, this week we're doing Keep Selling Destroy. Oh, by the way, Casey, thank you very much for the audio question. Everyone, just send in your audio questions.
All we want is audio questions now. No more emails.
No more emails. Unless it's Toy Spotting Heartbreak.
Those are excellent. Those are excellent.
That was excellent from Seth Phelps.
We could have done a little like sketch cartoon of his email.
Oh, that would have been classic.
Like one of those where you're just like flipping the paper and like it's just happening as you see it. Like you have him asking somebody a question and they wheel out a cart with a box on it and his heart's doing red arrows. And then he pulls out a figure. It's Biggie's smile. Like that. I'm just picturing a comic strip of this. It would be hilarious.
Oh, that would be classic, dude.
Toy Spotting Heartbreak comic. I like it.
All right. We need somebody to put together a cartoon, a little flip book of Seth Phelps in Target.
Yeah. Can anybody draw?
Seth responded back to us and said that he did not put the figures on the shelf. On the pegs. He just was so...
Oh.
He grabbed his Oreos and left, dude. But
I don't know that I could show my face in that Target again after making a promise that I'd hang figures that they brought out.
Oh, no, Seth's a cool dude. No shame on him, man. Him and Sheena are just awesome. So no shame on him.
Oh, no, absolutely. But it would kind of hit me, like, I'm sure, like in his disappointment and his heartbreak, he kind of walked out just forgetting to do it. And then I'm sure he felt bad later. As I would do.
He probably didn't think about it until we brought it up on the show.
He's like, oh, yeah.
Whoops.
Oops. Sorry about that, Target. Maybe if he didn't have so many Tito's on the pegs, I could have put some elites up.
So, Scott, Keep, Sell, Destroy. Are you prepared for this one?
Nope.
Perfect. Scott, here are your
three. Heartless, dude.
We haven't done this since episode 60, so we should probably kind of go over what Keep, Sell, and Destroy is again for new listeners.
Yes.
Keep, Sell, and Destroy is basically, I'm going to throw out three figures. Scott has to decide to either keep a figure, sell the figure, or sell one of the three figures, and destroy one of the three figures. Scott, I'm going to give you your three figures.
Please let one of them be a vibrating figure.
One of them is not a vibrating figure.
Damn it. Now this gets way harder.
Keep, Sell, Destroy. Macho defining moment.
Oh, dude.
WrestleMania 7.
Oh, you're a jerk.
Macho defining moment with the robe that just came out, even though you haven't seen it.
I hate you.
No, you don't.
I do. Really? Like right now, like, yeah.
All, you know what I'll do is I'll just bring you more fried chicken from Knob Hill and you'll be like, I don't remember hating you, dude.
Yeah. I'm loaded with so many carbs right now. I am not capable of hate.
And the third one is Macho Hasbro.
See? There you go. These are the reasons right now. These are the reasons I strongly dislike you. For these reasons, you hit me with a secret question, and then you know how pro Macho Man I am.
Yes.
And you're requiring me to destroy one.
Yes.
God, dude. Okay, so I think I might have used this strategy last time, in that selling one of the figures brings me the funds so that I can replace the figure I'm destroying.
Uh-huh.
And that's fair, correct?
That is a fair assessment, yes.
Okay.
That does fall under the guidelines.
Okay, now one question that I have. Are these carded or loose?
Yes, all of them are carded.
Now I wish I knew what a carded Macho Man Hasbro Series 1 was.
Isn't?
We are talking Hasbro Series 1, Macho Man, correct?
Hasbro Series 1. Thank you for clarifying that.
Thank you for making me hate you more. Okay, on paper, I'm going to say that and I don't know this for sure because I haven't looked up a carded Hasbro Macho Man in forever. I think because he was in such high supply at the time, I'm sure the demand's up for him, but I think there's enough. I'm going to say that the Macho Man Defining Moments WrestleMania 7 is worth more than the Macho Man Hasbro Series 1.
I don't believe that to be true. And if my phone didn't die, I would have checked, but...
Now, that's a good idea for a segment.
What's that?
Which one is more?
Ooh.
And we could take current figures versus old figures.
Oh, I love this.
Or old versus old. Yeah, dude, yes.
New segment next week.
Look at that. Brainstorming on the air. The listeners heard it happen here first.
And it's got to have the Million Dollar Man theme.
Agree. Perfect. Perfect. Yes. Okay. Right there, dude. That's how segments are made.
Okay, so...
Wait, hold on. I'm going to look it up. I'm just going to pull a quick eBay search here.
If I'm not mistaken, the Macho Man Defining Moment 7, WrestleMania 7, is worth about 90 to 110 bucks.
Okay, so I'm coming across a bunch of loose ones. Okay, here... Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, here's a Macho Man Series 1 in protective case. However, the price tag is over Macho Man's face. That is extremely unfortunate.
How much is that?
That's 175 US dollars. Here's another one with the price tag over Macho Man's face. What is wrong with people? $100. I'm seeing some Macho Kings. I'm seeing that Macho Man with the green hat. Bring your green hat. I'm seeing, oh, dude, a Macho Man buddy.
Oh, Wrestle Buddy?
Yeah, 50 bucks. Look at me looking at eBay while we're recording the show. This is how unprepared I am for this segment. Okay, Macho Man on the card, Hasbro. You are correct, Jeff. I was wrong. They want $270 for this Macho Man on the card with no price tag over the face.
Okay.
Here's another one for $200. So while I'm searching that one, so we have between $2 and $275. And all of this research right now is because I really don't want to destroy a Macho without having to buy a replacement Macho. Or without having the funds to buy a replacement Macho.
Right.
Defining Moments. $60.
Oh, that's actually a good price.
Lucis, $35.
Sounds about right.
$80, $75. Okay. That's enough research. Let's get back to our listeners. So, with that said, I am going to sell the Macho Man Hasbro Series 1.
Okay.
I am going to keep the Macho Man Defining Moments WrestleMania 7.
Okay.
And I am going to destroy the new Macho Man Defining Moments with the robe because he's still on shelves. There's still a good chance I could find him. And whatever money I make from the Macho Hasbro, I can replace the one that I destroyed. And I have a loose Macho Man Hasbro sitting in the garage.
I love your way of thinking through this. I love trying to listen to this and pick your brain.
It's hard for me, dude, because, I mean, A, Macho Man, we've talked about on so many shows how much I love Macho Man and his Macho Man figures. All of his figures are just awesome. And you forced me to destroy one. That puts me in a really bad spot. That just, it hurts my heart, dude.
I'm sorry, Scotty.
No, you're not. You're going to do it again like next week. Yeah, and your secret question, and we're doing another Keep, Sell, Destroy. I like how I'm always the one being put on the spot here. I need Jaeger.
Jaeger, if you want to sponsor the show.
Jaeger, if you're listening.
Yeah, we have kids listening, but...
Jaeger, I have a machine in my kitchen. All I need you to do is send me bottles to fill it. That's all I ask.
Wait, I get nothing out of this.
No, you get an entertaining me if you come hang out.
That is actually true.
Yes.
Let me guess. ECW. No, One Night Stand will come on. Or ECW One Night Stand would come on.
Yes, for Mike Awesome. And yeah. Okay, so I guess if you want to talk about that real quick. My favorite drunk matches. These are the matches that are my go-to when I have some Jaeger. or any alcohol for that matter. When I start tying one on, these are my go-to matches. ECW One Night Stand, Mike Awesome, and Masato Tanaka. That is a must. That is a staple every time. The women's match from Brooklyn in 2015, Sasha and Bayley. The Fatal 4-Way, I believe from February of 2015, where Sasha first wins the NXT title. That is a staple. To the surprise of many, Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar from WrestleMania 31.
Oh, whoa. That's come on your list now, huh?
Oh, that dude, every time. That is a staple. That is a must watch.
Okay.
And another one that has started making the list is the barbed wire match between Sabu and Terry Funk.
Oh,
where
geez.
Sabu rips his bicep open and asks Fonzie, asks him for duct tape so he can close it shut. And Fonzie tells him, I don't have any tape.
Oh, dude. How did that match get onto your camera roll?
Because barbed wire.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Also, the ending of WrestleMania 4.
And then also, after wrestling is done, Iron Maiden comes on the TV.
Either Iron Maiden or Pantera 3. One of those two is going to happen. And then we go into a round of Blood Brothers. That's how it goes. That's a night of drinking with Scott, for those that are interested.
Oh, Scott, that rounds out episode 72. What a way to end that.
Yeah. Jaeger, if you're listening, and any of that sounds interesting to you.
I gave a plug for Ant, but also, guys, if you do go onto Amazon and purchase some figures for some of you loose collectors, please head over to Breaker and Bane. Hit up their website, breakerandbane.com. Click that Amazon link in the upper left-hand corner. Anything you buy, which I go on and I click that link and I'll buy dog food or some type of protein powder or whatnot.
Suppositories and things like that.
Right, exactly. Those are the things I purchase from there.
That's awesome.
But anyways, if you guys are buying figures from Amazon, please use that Amazon link on breakerandbane.com. That kicks back a little money to them, and I'm always more than willing to help those guys out any way that I can. And also, I was on a live radio show. I was on there for about 5 or 10 minutes with the guys from Talk and Shoot podcast. It was fun times, man. It was quick 5 to 10 minutes. I didn't get my stuff in all the way, but you know what? I had a good time talking with those guys. And Scott, you have to go on there because they want you on there now.
Man, you know, I would love to, but that timing is literally impossible with my work schedule. But did you guys like talk specific brands of wrestling figures or podcasting styles?
They asked me my favorite wrestling figure of all time, and I told them the Brett Hasbro Silver Shades Red Card Series.
Did they even know what that was?
Yes, they did.
Excellent.
They asked about finding toys. We kind of bounced all over the place, and it was great. It was a good time talking to those guys. As I said, it was 5 to 10 minutes. It was pretty quick.
Were they collectors as well?
One gentleman is a hardcore collector.
So you were speaking to like colleagues then. You weren't speaking to guys that were just asking questions about your hobby. You were asking for guys that are actually out like toy hunting with you.
Yes, exactly.
See, that's great, dude. That's awesome.
Yep. So they are on the Talk and Shoot podcast. I've retweeted them. Cave Radio, you can find them. Against the Talk and Shoot podcast. They're also on SoundCloud. You can find it on there too. That rounds out the plugs to end the show. And I want to thank everyone that has ever purchased a Fully Posable Goes Retro t-shirt. And for anyone that so far has purchased, retweeted, or liked the Fully Posable Classically Jacked t-shirt, we want to thank anyone that has done that so far.
Yeah, thank you guys. Again, I know I've said it a couple times during the course of this show, but you've made a bad day better just by showing your love for that design. I'm really happy that you guys are enjoying it. We had a good time coming up with the whole idea. In fact, we came up with it in line for Finn Balor a few weeks back, and both of us, as soon as that idea was dropped, we kind of looked at each other, we're like, dude, that's it. That is the shirt. And then getting the feedback from you guys today, just that was amazing. So thank you again. All of the retweets, the likes. We're glad you guys are digging it. And again, if you buy a shirt, you're just giving back to the show. That's going to produce more content for you guys. So thank you very much.
And what about a coworker coming into your office today?
Yes. So one of my coworkers follows our Twitter account, and I'm sitting there doing whatever at my desk, and he comes walking in. He's like, dude, where are the figures at? I go, what? He goes, the figures you guys have on Twitter. I go, figures? I go, you mean our shirt? He goes, wait, that's a shirt? I thought those were toys of you guys. I'm like, oh no, dude, but you gave me a killer idea. So he actually thought that design is so good that he actually thought that Jeff and I had figures produced of ourselves. Hey, there's an idea.
Possibly.
Maybe. I don't know how I feel about going toe-to-toe with Andre the Giant, but why not?
We got to talk to Chris over at FTC.
Yeah. Is the Heart Foundation garb off limits, or can you give us spikes?
So yes, thank you to everyone that has retweeted, liked, or purchased the shirt. It means a lot to us. And again, this gets us thinking about more product, just kind of venturing out more ideas for the show.
The wheels are turning. We've already got the next shirt design and possibly something else.
Yep, that's in the works, and I can't wait to drop that one. That will be a while. That'll be a little bit, but I can't wait to get that one going.
Awesome.
You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat at Fully Posable, Instagram Fully Posable, WFP. Go back and listen to any of our past podcasts, fullyposablepodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. Please give us one of those 5-star skis on iTunes. Again, I can't say it enough, man. That helps out a lot. You can email us any, well, I guess Scott just wants audio questions now.
Yes, that's all. No emails, just audio, please.
You can email Scott any audio questions to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Scott, that rounds out episode 72. 72 is in the books.
72, good old Refrigerator Perry.
Ooh, good call, dude. Very good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got to throw it out to that former competitor in the WrestleMania 2 Battle Royal.
Very good, man. Very good.
Eliminated Big John Studd. What a jerk.
So, Scott, for episode 72, anything else?
Happy toy hunting.
#FigLife. Adios.